Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. As we do every month, our friends from the City of Hastings come in and tell us about what is going on in different departments. And John Hinsman is here today. John is the Community Development Director, and we are so excited to have him in studio and talk about some of the things going on. First of all, great to see you. How's summer going?
Summer's going way too quickly.
I know, isn't it? You look tan, I must say. So you've been having a good summer, it looks like.
I'm taking full advantage of being outside.
Absolutely. I love that. Can you do your job outside, John Hinsman? You're not in Park and Rec. You can't really get away with that, right?
I'll do what I can to get outside. But I tell you, there's a lot more inspections that need to be done in the summer than the winter for some reason.
That's interesting. I love that. That's awesome. So I'm driving around Hastings. There is just so much going on. It's good stuff. And I know that it's a busy time of year for the Parks Department, of course, and the pool, and then the road construction stuff, and now we have water treatment things going on. And you are in charge of what? Just fill us in a little bit more.
Yeah, with community development, it's city planning, building and inspections, economic development, and historic preservation. So essentially, anything that gets constructed, we're involved one way or the other.
Okay. So you mentioned quite a few things there. Let's kind of break some of those down. We are in such a beautiful historic area. That must be something that some of your peers in maybe newer towns are jealous of, because you actually can really chomp into that part of your job, can't you?
Absolutely. There's just such a variety in Hastings between the historic of the downtown area and the neighborhoods and the new development that's going on. You really have a microcosm of a lot of different things, and not all cities have that. So it's always been a unique opportunity to work here, to be involved in that. And people in town just have a special appreciation for its history, because it stands us apart from others, and they take a lot of care to make sure things are done right.
Well, and I think the city has some standards that I applaud, because otherwise we would lose some of that rich history.
It is. It's a much more complicated to be able to preserve things than to build new. I mean, the Confluence Hudson development's a prime example of that one. If that building would have been knocked down, it would have been redeveloped in a couple of years, and instead it took about 14, but the end result's wonderful.
It is. It's very lovely. So let's talk about some of the new businesses that are coming our way. Recently, we chatted about the fact that Chase Bank is coming to Hastings, and people will say, I don't think I know about Chase Bank. And then they'll also say, where the heck is it going to go? And it was a really interesting location.
Yeah, Chase Bank has been expanding into parking lots and larger shopping malls the last couple of years.
That's their thing, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's what they've found. I mean, it's interesting with shopping malls. I mean, a lot of them were overbuilt, and there was a time in which the presence of a lot of vacant parking was something that the retailers wanted to see. And now it's gotten to the point with land values that the land is too valuable to sit there vacant.
Interesting.
And so they're selling it for development. And Chase has been one of those entities that have taken advantage of it. So they're building a new 3,500 square foot store or bank in the parking lot by Cub. So if you're in Cub and you're looking out, it'd be straight out near the Arby's restaurants. So they'll take out about 40 or 50 spaces and build a new bank building in there, and that'll be nice.
So it will have everything that the convenience of banks that we know. It will have a drive-through. It will have an ATM, all of those things.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, I saw the presentation that you gave on it. It's a beautiful building.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful building. A building very similar to that exists right now by the Kohl's and Cottage Grove off of 80th Street, if you're looking for something for an example.
So, John, how did that come about? Is that something that Cub Foods owns that parking lot, or does the mall own that parking lot? How does that work?
Yeah, there's a organization that owns the strip mall and the parking lot. I think Cub might be separate in there. I was approached by Chase Bank saying, we have permission from the owners to lease this portion out and to build a new building. And so we went through our site planning requirements on there, took a look at making sure there was enough parking and how the traffic flowed and what the building looked like and how you're going to serve it, and came to conclusion that this would work really well, gave our stamp of approval to it, and then the council did the rest of it.
So the parking lot itself was quote-unquote overbuilt. to begin with. And so this was something that fit really nicely into that space.
It did, yeah. Because when we first thing we looked at when we saw this was, well, you're going to be taking out parking and adding demand for more parking. Is this all going to work here? I mean, you look at some areas in town where it becomes real tight, like over at Midtown, where you've got Perkins kind of built in the parking lot, and that really puts a strain on the available parking there. So I certainly don't want to create a situation like that. So took a look at what we had for parking and what we needed and what the utilization was and found out we'd be fine.
So that Chase Bank proposal took how long, John, from when you first heard an inkling about it until where you stand right today?
Yeah, they brought the proposal to us as a concept maybe 6 to 9 months ago. They were very deliberate. They had a couple of different concepts they showed. Once they made application to send in plans, it was probably about 6 weeks.
And then it will start, and when will it finish?
It may start yet this year. I don't think the construction would be more than a few months on the project.
Well, that's great to hear. That's nice.
Yeah.
And what does something like that do to our economic climate in Hastings? How does that help us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any addition of a bank is always a good sign economically that there's money to invest within the community, so that's always a good sign. Any good-looking building that you see coming into the city there adds to the value of the city, that things are growing, that new development is occurring. From a job standpoint, they'll have a few jobs within there, but it's not a huge job generator, but it'll be helpful.
So tell us about some of the other businesses coming and going in Hastings. One we hear all the time at the radio station here is Carboni's. Mm-hmm. We like our pizza, John Hinsman. We have great places, I know, in town to get pizza, but we kind of miss our Carboni's. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. I grew up on Carboni's as well, so it's nice to be able to have them back producing pizzas. The situation there was where they were located on North Frontage Road we needed for our water treatment plant for PFAS. We're going to be building three of these. So the lease was ended in July. They've been working for about 6-7 months on trying to find a relocation space. It appears that they have identified a location, been working with that person the last few months, and are very close to coming up with a lease to do that. And then they would need to do some build out and hopefully be open here in the future. So I don't see anything that I've been made aware of that would be prohibitive from happening. It's just, you know, maybe taking longer than some folks would like.
So more to come on that, but it's not a dead deal or a done deal. It's just kind of a limbo deal right now.
It's moving along slower than maybe you'd like on that one, but nothing that I see that would indicate that it's not going to happen.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So let's talk about some of the housing developments in Hastings.
Yeah, housing developments. We gave approval to an extension for Heritage Ridge. This is 120 homes total. They have a last phase of about 40. And they've delayed that the last couple years. They're ready to pull the trigger on that one to start infrastructure construction this year and then create the lots for development next year and finish that out. So that's great.
So infrastructure, you're talking about putting roads in and what is it, curb and gutter and sewers and all of that business?
Exactly, yeah.
And Heritage Ridge is south of Sees Church, but
correct,
north of 46-47.
It is, yeah. Okay. The next aspect of the development will be the connection of North Ridge Drive across General Sieben Drive. So the one thing we're looking forward to there is where there's going to be an enhanced crosswalk opportunity. So another good place for people to cross General Sieben Drive there.
Oh, okay, great. So 40 more lots. Are those single family then?
Yep, all single family.
Okay, and what kind of homes will they be?
Similar to what you've seen out there right now.
Okay.
They have a variety of what they term traditional single family home and smaller lot villa home sites.
Yeah, the villas, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost look at those as like a detached townhome.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that HOA driven? Do you know?
Some of them are in that location. I don't think there's specifically an HOA that takes care of those. There may be some group contracts for joint maintenance, but...
And Heritage Ridge is being built by whom?
By Creative Homes.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, 40 more homes is obviously something that you're happy about, I'm sure.
It's great to have the continued construction. When you look at development, you've got different phases. You've got lots that are available for development for someone to build on tomorrow, people that are investing in infrastructure to create new lots for the next year, and then people that are looking at developments to bring on in the years to come. So it's always a train that happens with residential development. So we've got a number of lots that are available. We have more lots coming online the next year or so. And then the discussions that we've had with people who want to add even more lots has been very good. Now, with all the discussions we have, not all of them come to fruition, but it's always indicative that some of these will turn out to be new developments in the future.
So are there other additional lots in Hastings that are still open? I know there's some along, would it be Balkan Drive? Mm-hmm. I think of that. I think of there's some still available on the other side of General Steben Drive, the east side. But where are other places in Hastings that there are housing developments coming?
Yeah, so there's a few lots left in those areas you talked about. One of the developments, South Oaks 4th Edition, which is down by like 36th Street, Century Drive, that area. They opened up about 35 lots last year. I think they have only pulled about 3 or 4 permits. So there's a number of lots available there. That's probably one of our newest subdivisions coming in.
Okay. And then how does that work, John? How long does that process take for you? Once these lots are all gone, are we kind of landlocked again? And where else could you build in Hastings?
Yeah, Hastings is a little bit unique because the city limit line is pretty much the edge of development. What happens in most cases, like Heritage Ridge, for example, is we'll annex land from the adjoining township. So a farmer in the township who wants to develop the property will seek to have his land included within the city. So we aren't landlocked from a standpoint of that. There's always the opportunities that people bring in new land for development. Most of it's market-driven. If they find a market for housing and rates are good and so forth, they'll put the money up, build the infrastructure, and sell the lots.
So you talked about some of the other projects around town are kind of moving forward that perhaps were stalled. What are some of those, and what's the reason now they're moving forward, and why were they stalled?
Yeah. Well, one of them is a senior housing development down on 33rd Street and Highway 61 called Sweet Living. We gave approval to this about 3 years ago. It's 32 units. It would be dependent care and memory care, so people that need assistance as they age. And just met with them earlier today. They are moving forward with their plans. They want to start constructing the building yet this year. So there's a few little tweaks that they're looking at doing, nothing substantial, does it appear. And so they'll start that. Heritage Ridge is another one that was a little bit stalled. They're going to get going. That continual senior project down on County Road 47 in Riverwood inches along.
Let's talk about that, because that really, all of a sudden it appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of has looked the same for a while.
It has. It's a unique construction in that it's modular built.
Yeah.
So the different units of it are built in the factory and trucked onto site and assembled, and then there's interior connections and utilities and so forth. I don't have a good explanation as to why that's taken as long as it has. Modular construction typically means it's going to be less time for construction, but certainly not in this case. So I think a lot of people are just eager for that project just to wrap up and to have that open.
And tell me about the project that was proposed on Highway 316, and it was rather unique. It had apartments, and then it had townhouses, and then it had standalone homes. What's that project again?
Yeah, that's Walden Development. That'd be at the very south end of 316 at Michael as soon as you come into town here. So have a proposal from a developer to put about 400 and some housing units, a combination between single family, townhome, twin home, apartments, and seniors. So that project's been around for a couple of years. We haven't had much movement in that plan over the last year and a half or so. Spoke with the developer a couple of weeks ago. He's still trying to market different aspects to it, but we'll wait and see what we'll come into that in the future.
Does that developer own that land?
Does not own it. He has a purchase agreement from the owners that he needs to perform on. I think he got an extension from them so that he would need to perform certain things by the end of 2026, by the end of next year, for him to remain in the position to buy and develop that property. So hopefully there'll be more to come in the future on that one.
And how does the city get involved in that type of thing? Do you just check in with these people periodically?
Yeah, check in with them periodically if they don't check in with us, especially on a larger project like this one, just to see, make sure that we're not missing anything or there's not any roadblocks that are unnecessarily there that we could help free.
And sometimes if it's almost too long of a wait, things can change, right? I mean, they might have to come and represent again.
Could, yeah. I mean, rules might change for development. Markets might change. Yeah, that's always the possibility. Usually when we have an approval for a development, we'll put what we call a one-year sunset clause on it, which means you got to start some activity within a year.
Okay. I didn't know that. Or what? Are there...
We can grant extensions to it. Okay. It's basically more, not supposed to be more punitive, but more just to keep it sight in mind that,
sure,
that something will develop there.
Because, okay,
we wouldn't want a situation where something was approved and then 10 years later it pops up and gets developed and things have changed.
Right. So let's talk about the number of housing permits that people are pulling. How is it looking compared to other years?
Yeah, I think it's going to be consistent with last year. I mean, we did about 30 or so single-family home permits last year, which was one of our highest single-family home totals in the last 10, 20 years or so. So we have looking at what we've been building so far, we're tracking towards that. The last couple of years, we've had a lot of apartment construction, which has put the numbers up. We don't have any construction underway right now, but that's new. We're finishing up the 75 units of senior housing on County Road 47, and then if this new 32-unit one starts, that'll be good. So I think it's tracking similar to other years.
Okay, that's great. John, you must hear this a lot, because I certainly hear it. When people say, okay, we don't need another fill-in-the-blank, I'm just making things up, another radio station, another bank, another smoke shop, another gas station, another restaurant. How does that process work, and what are the boundaries of the city? Because the city doesn't dictate what businesses come into Hastings, does it?
There are very, very few circumstances in which we put a threshold or limit on the number of businesses to come in. I mean, we've had a lot of discussion in cannabis as of late. That's one of those that we do. But for 99.9% of businesses, we don't regulate how many come in itself. It's really market-derived. From our zoning code, we establish what type of uses can be in what type of areas within the city. And if a business looks at the market and says, I think there's an opportunity here, and the zoning allows for it, then they can move forward. So we don't pick and choose that. Some people have an idea that we do, and some people, make statements pertaining to, boy, we have a lot of these, and we may have a lot of these ones. But from a city standpoint, we don't generally regulate that and really let the market. If there's a saturation in the market, oftentimes people will not make the investment or take the risk to move forward with a new business on it.
Any last thoughts, John Hinsman?
Always wonderful to be here. Thankful to have worked in Hastings as long as I have. It's just an interesting community, a lot of neat things to work on. I don't know if I have any more to add.
No, 2 days are the same, I'm sure.
No.
Well, my day was made by you. Great to see you. John Hinsman, the Community Development Director for the City of Hastings, and we so appreciate his time on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.